For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., President Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work. He told reporters on Friday that even though the Russians have come in and Iran is sending in more people, it is also not going to work because they are trying to support a regime that in the eyes of the overwhelmingly majority of Syrian people is not legitimate. His comments came as U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries are conducting campaigns in Syria. Hungary closed its borders with Croatia at midnight Friday to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily into the country before traveling on to northern Europe. Final group of several hundred migrants were permitted to cross the border shortly before it was sealed off. A fence along the border had already been built to prevent unauthorized crossings. More than 380,000 migrants have entered Hungary in 2015, and Hungarian authorities are anticipating the number to exceed 700,000 by the end of the year. Dozens have been killed in northeastern Nigeria after bomb blasts in Borno State, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Nigerian emergency officials said Friday that two suicide bombers blew themselves up inside of a mosque in the state capital, Maiduguri. The blasts were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help after the first blast. The bombs were detonated while people had gathered for evening prayers. Dozens of people also wounded in the blast. Police told the French news agency that the mosque was heavily damaged. No one claiming responsibility for those blasts. This is VOA News. Guinea completed its second-ever democratic presidential election last Sunday, but many now are saying much work needs to be done on how Guinea holds elections. That story from Chris Stein.
Preliminary results from 22 prefectures released by Guinea's Electoral Commission show President Alpha Conde in the lead over his challengers. Guinea's opposition has already alleged fraud and called for an annulment. Two major parties have withdrawn from the electoral process entirely. International observers from the European Union said they had not seen fraud in the election, but they complained about a number of irregularities in the vote, such as delays in opening the polls and disorganized voter rolls, both of which caused long waits for voters. A spokesman for the country's Electoral Commission was not available to comment on Friday. The elections could get messier still. The opposition is expected to call for demonstrations and perhaps challenge the results in court if Conde wins. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry.
Human Rights Watch has urged authorities in Nepal to immediately investigate and bring to justice the people responsible for killings and other violations during protest about a new constitution there. The group said at least 45 were killed during the protest earlier in the year. President Obama and South Korean President Park Geun-hye demanded that North Korea abandon its nuclear ambitions. Their comments came in a White House summit Friday. President Obama then spoke to reporters.
Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs have achieved nothing except to deepen North Korea's isolation. President Park and I are reaffirming that our nations will never accept North Korea as a nuclear weapons state.
Two leaders called the more than six-decade-old alliance between their nations a linchpin for peace and security in the peninsula and across the Asia-Pacific region. President Obama expressed support for President Park's efforts to reunify the peninsula and said the United States would be willing to engage with Pyongyang if it shifted its pursuit of nuclear weapons. President Park blasted what she called North Korea's provocative actions, such as the two South Korean soldiers wounded in August when a North Korean landmine exploded in the border region. In a joint statement, the leaders said the two allies are committed to countering North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, as well as other provocative actions. The Obama administration has closed the door on oil drilling in the Arctic Ocean off the shores of Alaska. The announcement came just weeks after Royal Dutch Shell said it would cease exploration in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas after spending upward of $7 billion on Arctic exploration. Environmental organizations, which had widely protested Shell's plans, applauded the news on Friday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.